Hey everybody, this is Matt Hamm, and you're listening to my podcast, Whole Life Matters. We talk about your faith, your family, your career, and how they can all work together so that you can live the life you were created for. Thanks for joining us. Hello and welcome to another episode of Whole Life Matters. I'm your host, Matt Hamm. So glad that you guys have joined us today. If you're a regular listener, you know that we've been on a bit of a hiatus lately. I've taken a couple of months off, and there's great reason for that. There's purpose behind it. So I want to tell you guys kind of why today. And if you're a new listener, welcome. We have a ton of archived episodes, and we're going to kind of continue going forward. So I'm so glad that you guys are here. Many of you know that last fall, I partnered with Zondervan author Kevin Adams to form Uprint. And Uprint was this vision in our minds and something God placed on our hearts for an organization that helped people grow in their faith. You know, everybody was saying, oh, you should start a church or, oh, and I did not feel right about that. I did not feel like that's what God had called me to do. And it required me to get quiet and kind of listen, but there was still my own understanding of what this looked like that was kind of getting in the way. And so around February of this year, I started feeling a lot of frustration, a lot of creative frustration. You know, I was still speaking regularly. I was raising four children. I was running my insurance agency. I was still writing on my blog, doing this podcast. Kevin and I were doing a video show with Uprint called Uprint Live. We were building our resources out. And all of this created just a buzz of noise and a buzz of productivity and efficiency and effectiveness that just wore me out, to be honest with you. And I really felt God just say, stop, just pause, right? Like you need to say no to some things in your life so that you can say yes to the things that I want you to say yes to. You know, my kind of curse, a blessing and curse, I mean, I see it as a benefit, but it's also a curse, is that, you know, I like to do a lot of things. You know, I'm very active. I have a ton of energy, and I just go, 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 go. But if you're not careful, you end up going in the wrong direction, maybe. You chase things that you don't even realize are of your own creation rather than what God wants you to do. And I think the enemy has a really profound way of getting you just off track enough so that it might look productive and effective, but in fact, you're moving away from where God would have you to move. And so kind of calling the enemy out in that way and saying, no, I'm not going to let you get me off track. I want to be right on track with where God wants me to be and where he would like for me to go. I paused. I stopped recording the podcast. Kevin and I stopped our live video show. You know, it was in between some speaking engagements, so I had some time off there. And I paused in my insurance agency. I took some time back. We vacationed with my family, and I really dove back into God's word, and I really got back into journaling. And what God has shown me is that, you know, it's important in our lives to refuel, to recharge, refocus, all those re-words that we like to do. But you have to know that you're in alignment with him. And that's most important. Because efficiency and effectiveness is not the goal. It's really about faithfulness. And faithfulness is always active, but sometimes it does cause us to pause. And so that's what's been going on. But the cool thing is God has borne fruit from that. You know, the tension that I felt in my person to, oh, I got to put out a podcast episode, or, oh, I got to go write this article, or, oh, we got to do this video, or, oh, I got to go. All of those pressures that build up, you don't even realize they're there until you start to feel the rub of all the demands that your life puts on you, all the expectations. And what you can do is you can truly see the expectations that are put on you from the world versus kind of the calling that God's placed on your life from himself, right? The desires that he's placed in your heart. And you see, I guess what I'm getting at here is if you don't get quiet and stop long enough, you can run in a very effective and efficient direction for a very long time and be completely off track with where God wants you to be. You see, two parallel lines, if one is bumped ever so slightly, in time, those lines get wider and wider and further apart. And so we have to pay attention to those small bumps in those two parallel lines so that we don't end up going in the opposite direction of where we're supposed to go. And that was the case for me, so I needed to pause. And so I tell you guys that in your own life as business people, as mothers and fathers, as Christians, whatever it is in your life that you do, you've got to pause and kind of do an assessment to make sure that you're going in the right direction. And again, those pauses need to happen on somewhat of a consistent basis. We have to have these seasons of Sabbath. This is a biblical principle. If you go back to the Old Testament, God rested after he created. After he worked, he rested. He came from rest. He was at rest. Think about this. Before God created, what was he doing? He's eternal. He's existed forever. He was at rest. Then he spoke the world into existence. He created the heavens and the earth. He created the heavens and the earth, and then he rested. You see, we come from rest, we do his work, and then we rest again. And that's a cycle. In the Old Testament, it was called Sabbath. And they had Sabbath from sundown on Friday all the way through sunup on Sunday. Saturday was their day of rest. And we've transitioned that in American culture, Western culture, to Sunday, churches on Sunday. But we don't rest. We don't rest. We go, 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 go. Everything's based on effort. Everything's based on striving. Everything's based on productivity, effectiveness, efficiency. And everybody is so stressed out and exhausted, and they wonder why. So guys, you have to create these seasons of rest in your life to recharge and refuel. And if you don't, you'll get consumed. You'll get absolutely consumed because the enemy wants to keep you busy, effective, efficient, productive, possibly in the complete opposite direction of where God would have you to go. So just to challenge you today, kind of a real life testimony of what I've been walking through the past couple of months. But now I'm in a place of health. I'm in a place of wholeness. I feel as good as I've ever felt. I'm so charged up about what God has called me to do. And now I'm going to move forward with confidence and strength that comes from him, not on my own effort. With that being said, I'm speaking again at Live Oak Bank next week, and we are launching our Uprint mentoring program. This is kind of the culmination of this quiet time. Kevin and I have been working on what this looks like, and I am going to tell you all about it on next week's show. But this week, pause. Enjoy the Sabbath. Rest. God's given it to you. You don't have to earn it. You just have to step into it. Until next time, remember, your whole life matters.